As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Well, the sun is rising over Missouri, folks, and it's time once again for a Show Me Showdown. We got breakfast on the table, coffee brewing on the stove, and there's a revolution in the air. Be a part of it. Welcome to our Thursday, August the 20th, 2009, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming to you Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. My name is William Roberts, and I've got good news of sorts, hard facts, certainly that. We probably won't get to any solutions today, but we always look for those solutions. But nevertheless, with our independent researcher, Vicki Davis, coming back again, we're going to continue our investigation into the Human Genome Project. You'll definitely not want to miss a moment of today's two-hour broadcast. If you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, you are certainly not alone, but you're in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism, where freedom is popular and remains the best hope for America. Interactive Talk Radio is the name of the game, and to be a part of today's broadcast, you can pick up the phone and call in throughout the two-hour program, if you will. For those with unlimited long-distance access or in the Austin, Texas area, you may call 512-904-8014 to join us live on air or take Oracle on the road with you on your mobile. And from around America and around the world, you can call in toll-free at 866-841-1065. And, of course, your calls will be welcomed. You may also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email at bvlhost@centurytel.net. bvlhost@centurytel.net, as so many have already done. And for those without internet access, listening via any of our affiliate stations and micro broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Send your letters to me at William Roberts Post Office Box 96 out of Exeter, Missouri, 65647. Again, that's Box 96, Exeter, Mo, 65647. A big shout out to Liberty Radio, Owensville, Micro 1650, Buffalo, and 94.3 Elgin, Texas. Thank you, gentlemen, for broadcasting Become Vocal Local to your local listening audiences. And again, our listener call-in number remains throughout the program at 866-841-1065, and your calls are welcome. As they say, no news is good news, so the good news is that there is no news worth reporting, and the economic outlook is definitely stuck on stupid. We'll continue our discussion of the Human Genome Project. Again, the website there for Vicki Davis, you might want to open that in your browser now. It's channelingreality.com, www.channelingreality.com. Let's go to those market reports for Thursday, August the 20th, 2009. Active trading out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time. But 1 hour ago, gold was trading off $1.30 to $940.20 an ounce. Silver was up 4 cents at $13.85 an ounce. Platinum flat on the day so far at $1,237. No movement at all in palladium at $271 an ounce. The lows and the highs in the gold spot market, a $10 spread, $936.60 for a low, $946.70 for a high. At $940.20 an ounce, gold is up $127.30 year to year, for a 15.66% return on your investment. Not bad, you're not going to get that at the corner savings and loan. The London Gold Fix this morning, the boys in London set the price of gold at $943.50. You can see we're trading $3 and change below that. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed up 61 points to 92.79 on yesterday's trading. The NASDAQ was up 13, closing out at 1969. The S&P was up 7, closing at 996, plus and minuses. The crude oil market off 8 cents so far in the early morning trading at $72.34 a barrel. That U.S. dollar index, everybody's looking for a 71.18 USDX. They're not going to get it. It's 78.51 right now. We'll be back. Stay with us back in 3 minutes.
The world appears to be on the brink of collapse. Experts say a pinch of heirloom vegetable seed could soon be the most valuable resource on earth because it will provide healthy food now and every year after. SurvivalistSeeds.com now has the heirloom garden seed time capsule, allowing you to store your seeds for the future anywhere, even underground, for 100 years. The heirloom garden seed time capsule can withstand 3 tons of weight, is 100% rodent-proof, waterproof, and comes with a whopping 6,000 healthy vegetable seeds from 20 varieties that will grow anywhere in the USA. Unless you trust the government, the heirloom garden seed time capsule and heirloom seeds from SurvivalistSeeds.com is your long-term food solution. Our competition charges 10 cents to $1.25 per seed for these same heirloom varieties. But you can now have a head of lettuce, a bundle of carrots, a basket of tomatoes, a giant watermelon, and 16 other varieties for about a penny a seed each. Be prepared. Buy your heirloom seeds today from SurvivalistSeeds.com and have food insurance for your family forever. Visit SurvivalistSeeds.com. SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Boots on Lipscomb, host of the Don't Tread on Me radio show.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail. It is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products, including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. Doctors who have tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results as well. Here's what Dr. Goodman has to say about his experience with the product.
If you notice that most times you hear these drug ads on TV, they have a list of possible side effects. I find that if you're going to take something that if you're trading one problem for 5 or 6 other problems, that to me doesn't make sense. But using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we have returned on our Thursday, August the 20th, 2009, 2-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come to you Monday through here, Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Joined again, as we are today, by Vicki Davis. We're going to continue our discussion of this idea, this very real thing, this human genome project. We're going to tie it in and see how it relates to Barry the Usurper's healthcare program, the whole idea of telemedicine. Really ties directly into Agenda 21. It's almost unmistakable, all of these linkages. But back in 1990, the Human Genome Project began as a joint effort, again, of the Department of Energy and the National Institute of Health, the NIH. And again, you go back up and visit, look at Vicki Davis's website. It's www.channelingreality.com. Channelingreality.com. On the left-hand side, you'll see a link. It says Become Vocal Local right there on the homepage. You can click on that and find out some of the information that we're going to, the documents that we're going to be referencing today. But down at the bottom of the list or near the bottom of the list on the homepage, you'll see this Human Genome Project. You might want to click on that. We're going to be picking up the pieces around page 11 where we left off on Tuesday. But let's go in a little further on this before we bring up Vicki. Back in 1988, of course, the U.S. Congress, the Congressional Office of Technology Assessment, or their OTA, began issuing reports, especially a big one, a 200-pager, on mapping our genes, the mapping of the DNA markers. And as we discussed on Tuesday, we have to understand that this genetic research is really important. And it has lots of consequences, grave consequences out there, as we can see from Monsanto and some of these other genetic modifiers, if you will. In 85, the Department of Energy began planning how their Human Genome Initiative, but it doesn't stop there. It just keeps walking right straight back in history. In 1980, Howard Hughes and the various public-private partnerships began philanthropy, buying research facilities, laboratories, paying money into the university system, trying to get people excited about this idea of mapping these DNA markers. But again, there's nothing really new in all of this stuff. In 1904, going back further than that, the Cold Spring Harbor Biological Research Lab set up on Long Island, New York, basically by a bunch of eugenicists. You know, eugenics is at the bottom of all of this. But where do we start with this? You can go all the way back to the Greeks, pick it up with Plato's Republic. Bring it forward into the moderns, into the Age of Enlightenment, pick it up with Charles Darwin, you know, the survival of the fittest, the whole idea, the origin of the species. Go and pick up Thomas Malthus, I believe it is, Malthus, his whole idea of scarcity. There just ain't enough to go around, so we're going to have to reduce the population. Find it again with the Georgia Guidestones. Look at Jean-Jacques Cousteau, you know, he and Ted Turner, they're all calling for massive reductions of the population, and they want to have some kind of a perfect breeding program so that the only humans that are left on the planet are those that were genetically engineered, genetically modified, probably sexually neutral, and they'll be holding the keys to the continuation of the race, the species, and the planet. Good morning, Vicki.
Good morning. Boy, what a cheery way to start the day, huh?
Well, if people aren't hanging themselves in the hall closet, then they ought to get busy and get a couple of eggs scrambling on the stove, I think.
Yeah. Yeah, well, if they're not, they just don't understand what's going on. So.
That's right. You know, we can try and put this thing up with, a big slice of pecan pie, a little bit of vanilla Haagen-Dazs on the side for a la mode, but it's going to be pretty hard to masquerade some of these things that have hundreds of years of momentum now that are coming out in the open. And certainly with the emails that I get from the Republican Party pointing out with all of this radical leftist diatribe against the usurper's administration, they're trying to hold themselves and indemnify themselves. Their hands are just as dirty. But all of this stuff is coming out, so it's like a big laundry line hanging out, and the people are walking up and down going, hey, this is nasty.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, and it gets nastier as you go along. So, but, you know, the idea really, though, the point of going through this is to show that the design of the healthcare system and the interest in nationalized medical records really corresponds to the resurgence of public and open engagement in the field of eugenics. And eugenics being defined as, you know, basically, I would call it selective breeding.
Exactly.
You know, for improvement of the genetic structure of humanity. You can't really say the race, I don't think, because it doesn't really matter. I mean, you know, they are looking for the best of species, which sounds so inhuman, you know.
Well, it is pretty inhuman. You know, we make a lot of noise and nonsense about, you know, Barry the Usurper, Barack Hussein Obama, whatever his name might be, you know, being the first African-American president. Well, he's like, well, I don't know, 20% or something like that. A Kenyan mulatto would maybe be a more accurate way of looking at it. A mixture, an admixture between Negro and white exterior packaging, you know, if you will. But all of this has a lot to do with breeding and breeding for purpose. Of course, you know, we've got a lot of mixed marriages and the product of that. That comes out of the confusion of the 60s and the 70s. There have been cases of that all the way back in time. Certainly, people do fall in love, and they're looking beyond the skin tone. But there's a lot more to this when we get into it and understand it from the level, even getting down to where Monsanto is coming from, where you're breeding for purpose. You're looking at doing something intentionally that's going to alter the outcomes. And so it's kind of like a dialogue or to consensus. It's a consensus building product process of what is desirable in a specific gene pool or a DNA string and what is undesirable. And all manner of things, you know, right now we've got this swine flu thing coming on us and at us. This is, we're once again, the people are just being put into a petri dish. This would be a classic example of a massive human testing of this these various and sundries, whatever they've got in these swine flu jabs. So all of these things are going to come into play on all of this. But, you know, in the last minute or so of this first segment, where can we see us going in this broadcast today? What do we have on the plate?
Well, we'll continue on with the history, the timeline of the development of the new healthcare system that really has been designed for genetic research, and I can show you how it is that they designed it for that purpose, because you'll never hear anybody really say that straight out, but the truth is that's what it was designed for.
And I think as we go into this and get a better, especially from your perspective, a better handle on the IT aspect of this, folks, you're going to see why so many things that have happened in the last 10 years were necessary. We'll be back in 3 minutes with our very special guest, Vicki David. Stay with us.
How would you like to cook any meal using no electricity or gas and cook your meals off the grid? Well, now you can, thanks to the Survival Oven. The Survival Oven is the most amazing off-grid solar oven that can cook anything that a conventional oven can without the energy bills. By condensing sunlight, the Survival Oven can produce temps up to 350 degrees, cook delicious and nutritious meals, sterilize water, dehydrate food, and so much more, all at zero operating costs. The Survival Oven can be used year-round, even in the coldest sub-zero temperatures, and is a must for emergency preparedness and even everyday use. Visit SurvivalOven.com to get your very own Survival Oven. Order the Survival Oven now, and we'll get you started with 2 cooking pots and a recipe booklet absolutely free. At less than 10 pounds, you can take Survival Solar Oven with you anywhere. Call 877-642-1553 or go to SurvivalOven.com. That's SurvivalOven.com.
Howdy. My name is Chris Milligan, publisher of Trine Day Books. Thomas Jefferson said, information is the currency of democracy. Trine Day brings to you what some don't want you to read today. Dr. Mary's Monkey is a book of profound importance. It helps us understand what has really happened in our country. Born to write this story, author Ed Haslam had met Dr. Mary Sherman, whose grisly murder mystery led him first to secret medical labs and then into the wilderlands of the Kennedy assassination. Author Jim Mars calls it an eye-opening ride into government cover-ups. Daniel Estulin's award-winning international bestseller, The True Story of the Bilderberg Group, was hailed by editors at a major New York publisher, but then stopped by higher-ups. After you read this book exposing the secret plans of the world's elite, you'll understand why. Trine Day books are available at bookstores everywhere or by calling 1-800-556-2012.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
And we have returned once again, and I'll direct your attention, audience, one last time here to, well, maybe many times throughout the next 2 hours, but to Vicki's website. It's www.channelingreality.com. The article that we're looking at this morning is titled The Human Genome Project. You can find it right on the homepage. Just scroll down there to the bottom there. Vicki, when we were talking last on Tuesday, we were wrapping up with this very interesting fellow, this Ira Magaziner, and you've written here on page 10 of your report that in January of 93, when Clinton announced the formation of his task force on the national health care reform, the GAO was already in the process of preparing another report for the chairman of the Senate Government Affairs Committee. The report was titled, Automated Medical Records, Leadership Needed to Expedite Standards Development, and this was published, folks, back in April of 93. And then, of course, Hillary Clinton, everyone heard about this. You know, this was her health care program, balderdash. This is just another spokesperson, if you will, stepping up, taking the lead, if you will, the public attention lead, the public opinion lead on something that's been coming on us and at us for 100 years. But continuing right here, but the real project lead was Ira Magaziner. And what he was doing was redesigning the U.S. healthcare system to utilize the capabilities of the Internet to facilitate the post-genomics world of applied genetics research. And so you see, folks, that the plot just thickens and thickens the deeper you go into this, and it has no real bearing on the beneficence of government. It's that has very little to do with the greatest good of the greatest number. It largely has to do with concentrating greater and greater control over the people of the world into the fewer and fewer hands, not only for the purposes of extracting maximum profit potential from that huge database, but also so that they can gain greater power. And so why don't we pick it up somewhere in that vicinity, if you can, Vicki, and let's proceed forward.
Yeah, well, and it's also about supplying research, genetics research, subjects to the drug companies, you know, delivering up the guinea pigs.
Well, you've got to have laboratory rats someplace. You're going to have to put the people in the petri dish to get them under that microscope.
Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah. And when all that was occurring, you know, there was a big hoopla. The Republicans just raised Cain, you know, about Hillary being involved in the design of this healthcare system. And nationalizing the healthcare system. Well, they, of course, canceled the project, supposedly, and everything died down. The whole subject went away. But behind the scenes, it stopped absolutely nothing. Nothing was stopped. When you do a big project like this, it takes a lot of years. There's a lot of phases to it. There are many concurrent projects going on. So even though all they did was just remove Hillary from it because she was a lightning rod, but the project proceeded anyway.
And now Hillary's back in the background at the State Department, right where she needs to be, in an official capacity rather than just the president's wife.
Yeah. So, but anyway, on June 26, 2000, Bill Clinton formally announced the completion of the first survey of the entire human genome. I guess it was a historic event where British Prime Minister Tony Blair and Clinton together made this announcement that the International Human Genome Project and Celera Genomics Corporation had both completed the initial sequencing of the human genome, which is the genetic blueprint for human beings. Okay, now there's a paragraph, the following paragraph I'd like to read because this is really important. Okay. He congratulated the scientists working in both the public and private sectors on this landmark achievement, which promises to lead to a new era of molecular medicine, an era that will bring new ways to prevent, diagnose, treat, and cure disease. The president pledged to continue and accelerate the United States' commitment to helping translate this blueprint into novel healthcare strategies and therapies. He will underscore that this genetic information must never be used to stigmatize or discriminate against any individual or group. Our scientific advances must always incorporate our most cherished values, and the privacy of this new information must be protected.
Should I get up off the floor now, or should...
Yeah, I mean,
I don't know
that
Pinocchio's nose is growing. You better call Geppetto. We're going to have to lop a couple of cords of cordwood off the end of this fool's nose. But, always incorporate our most cherished values. I'm surprised they didn't throw liberty, you know, property and democracy into this thing, too. The privacy of this new information must be protected. This is kind of almost tomfoolery, really. It's so specious. I'm certainly probably one on this network, one of the least internet savvy folk we've got. But even I have read plenty of articles about the ability to be able to go in and compromise databases and do what I guess they call them hacking this information. I have no clue what it means to hack the information. I can hack pretty well with wood, but right.
Well, let's say if you broke into your neighbor's house, you could say that you hacked your neighbor's house. If you just, you know, broke a window and went in, you
hacked
could say
my way in. It's like a fireman with a big axe coming on in.
Right, and that's exactly what hacking a database or hacking a website is. You're breaking in, entering.
Well, so we've heard a lot about, you know, nanotechnology and stuff like that and coming up with these little nanobots they want to throw into our bloodstream to go around and be roto-rooters for the Mr. Big. You've got the pharmaceutical company involved in this as well. Of course, there's lots of deep pockets. Part of the argument that's being raised by the Republican Party, the difference between the Republican version of this and the Democratic version of this is that the Republican Party wants to have private corporations involved in this. The Democratic Party advances the public participation in this, the government hand in all of this. Basically, it's just a left-right going down the same direction. It's all a synthesis of putting all of this information into databases, making the very most of it. But, you know, there are benefits that we could see here in an ideal world. But there are lots of pitfalls, too. Let's go into some of those pitfalls and continue with this.
Well, the pitfalls are pretty obvious if they're experimenting on your body. But in order to understand that, really, you kind of have to understand how they've designed the healthcare system, how they've designed it to function. With the nationalized medical records, the idea being that the researchers can have access to all of the data, there are also back doors, you know, where your treatments could be manipulated by researchers through the back door, and you would never, ever know that you were actually a lab rat. But anyway, we'll get on with that as we go along. But, when George Bush took office and the Republicans have different programs and things. If you look at his program for health care that he started to unveil in 2002, it is a direct correlation to what Clinton was doing before, and that's because the project is a continuation of what went on before.
Absolutely. We'll be back in 3 minutes, folks. Stay right there. This plot is going to thicken.
You are now listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
PureBulk.com has more than 120 nutritional products, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts, including advanced life extension nutrition. Find great products like atomic iodine, oil of oregano, spirulina algae, niacin, performance amino acids, herbal extracts, skincare, and heart health nutrition. PureBulk.com products have no fillers, no additives, no hype, and no fancy retail packaging. Just the highest quality bulk nutrition at wholesale pricing. You can also save 50 to 90% off retail nutritional prices when buying bulk wholesale powders and capsules. Shop securely online at purebulk.com or call 406-251-3270. That number again, 406-251-3270. Use the coupon code iodine and receive a 1 gram atomic iodine sample with any order. That's a 150-day RDA supply of atomic iodine absolutely free. Find out more online at purebulk.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds of thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
The world appears to be on the brink of collapse. Experts say a pinch of heirloom vegetable seed could soon be the most valuable resource on Earth because it will provide healthy food now and every year after. SurvivalistSeeds.com now has the heirloom garden seed time capsule, allowing you to store your seeds for the future anywhere, even underground, for 100 years. The heirloom garden seed time capsule can withstand 3 tons of weight, is 100% rodent-proof, waterproof, and comes with a whopping 6,000 healthy vegetable seeds from 20 varieties that will grow anywhere in the USA, unless you trust the government. The Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule and Heirloom Seeds from SurvivalistSeeds.com is your long-term food solution. Our competition charges 10 cents to $1.25 per seed for these same heirloom varieties. But you can now have a head of lettuce, a bundle of carrots, a basket of tomatoes, a giant watermelon, and 16 other varieties for about a penny a seed each. Be prepared. Buy your heirloom seeds today from SurvivalistSeeds.com and have food insurance for your family forever. Visit SurvivalistSeeds.com. SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of the Don't Tread on Me radio.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we're back visiting today with our very special guest, Vicki Davis. And our call-in number, folks, if you'd like to weigh in on this topic, is 866-841-1065. And Vicki, you've written here basically that when Jorge Bush took office as the 43rd president, almost another one of these usurpers, of the United States, things really started to turn around. We went through this process on April the 1st in 2001 where the communist Chinese captured one of our surveillance aircraft. I think most people remember that. Of course, who could forget September the 11th, you know, where we start to turn upside down and inside out all of the natural law. We start moving further and further into this new era, the new century, if you will. And so all of these various and sundry efforts. It's flip-flop. We started out here in the little recap of the timeline all the way back to Plato's Republic, certainly from 1904 forward in the United States of America. Flip-flop, two steps forward, one step back, two steps forward. You've got another little timeline in the article here that shows some of the development through the Jorge Bush's administration, starting in 2003 with the Medicare Prescription Drug Improvement Modernization Act. Why don't we pick it up there and proceed forward?
Well, actually, we should start on October 4th, 2001, because that was the date of the anthrax attack. And coincidentally, that anthrax attack was very helpful to the marketing of this new healthcare system. Because what do the nationalized medical records provide? They provide the capability for national surveillance for disease outbreak or pandemics or biological attack or, you know.
Yeah, they open the door to this idea of the natural and man-made hazards. And certainly that anthrax was a man-made little farmy soup that was carefully doled out, a lot in that. There was also at the same time, because of that, this breach, if you will, of communication between the people and our ostensibly representative government. You couldn't use the mail any longer to communicate with your representatives. They didn't like that. So that means there's really no official notice back and forth. Everything goes forced onto the internet. If you want to communicate, you need to either send a fax or an email. There's a bad move as well. So many parts and pieces. You're right. That is something I overlook.
Mm-hmm. Right. And I think it's also interesting, and in my mind, not very coincidental, that on February 11th, 2002, George Bush went to Milwaukee, Wisconsin, for a presentation at the Medical College of Wisconsin to unveil, quote unquote, his proposal for health security. And that was the date that he showed up with the facial injury and the ridiculous story about having choked on a pretzel.
Well, and you know, they should really have given him a helmet at that time and insisted that he stayed off his bicycle. I don't know how he fell down or who pushed him down that flight of stairs, but the story with the pretzel was rather convenient.
Well, it's rather absurd. But but I think it's, I don't know. I just don't believe in coincidences, bottom line. So, you know, people can make of it what they want, you know. But in 2003, that's when the Medicare prescription drug program was proposed. And included in that legislation was disease management programs, preventative screenings, immunizations, and e-prescribing. And those four elements are the key components in the new design of the healthcare system. And we'll get into how they're important later, but That was the beginning, the legislation that first allowed external access to your medical records or the e-prescribing. And
well, you know, this thing fits right in with the Agenda 21. If we can use the Agenda 21 as a model, as the program of action, if you will, folks, for the 21st century, because when we go back into Chapter 759, it's just a very potent little sentence. But it basically is the promotion of a culture of safety, and I'll come back to that, the pre-disaster planning and post-disaster recovery or reconstruction. And in these four points here, even under the medical prescription process, it includes this disease management program. So what you're looking at is pre-disaster planning and post-disaster recovery, preventive screenings. This is the pre-disaster planning, if you will, a health disaster, a preventative screening. It also invokes the precautionary principle, which is fundamental to understanding Agenda 21, the idea of immunization. That's, again, pre-disaster planning. That's hoping to avert something. We have no idea whether or not the toxic soup that's in the swine flu jab is going to do anything for this particular biologically engineered strain of swine flu, but it falls under that category of the precautionary principle. What if, you know, don't put that in your mouth, you don't know where it's been. And then e-prescribing, that's like the post-disaster recovery or reconstruction process. So all of this, to me, is just signature Agenda 21 in its implementation stages in the medical profession.
Right, and if we put kindergartners in jail, then that will prevent their possibly doing crimes as they grow older.
Absolutely. Everybody knows that a lot of kindergartners grow up to be criminals, so they really should just be incarcerated right after they're born. I think swaddling clothes would be better than an orange jumpsuit.
Right, and so you know, when you're talking about prevention on every aspect of your life, what you're really talking about is building a prison or a bubble for people to live within, you know, to prevent them from doing anything.
Well, these are the mind-forged manacles that August Comte had in mind, basically. But it's transitioning from the self-reliant individual to the mommy state dependency, where we're always looking for someone else to take care of us. It invokes the whole concept underlying insurance, the idea that you could actually insure yourself or indemnify yourself against all possible or potential man-made or natural hazards in life. I take out a general life policy, let's say when you're born, that insures me against everything from splinters to hangnails to heart attacks to natural disasters, your house blowing down, automobile accidents. It really opens Pandora's box from the insurance standpoint as well. It gets them in it.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, I mean, the insurance companies, they make more money if you're a virtual prisoner in your house, right?
And they have to have the fear factor. You have to be concerned. You have to think that this is bigger than me. I need to have government in the medical business because it's bigger than me. I can't possibly afford my own medical care. I can't possibly afford to, you know, be subject to everything that the creator of the universe could throw at us like he did last night here in Southwest Missouri. But it's just a difference. It's a transition away from that rugged individualism of early America to this new mommy state. There's nothing new about it. Philip Wiley was writing about it in the 50s, but this new mommy state of security. It's a security state.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, security. Okay. So that was that was 2000, and then 2004, the proposal for Health IT, which is virtual medicine.
Talk about that a little bit, because you understand that better than I do, and you've looked into this. Give us a little bit of more of a thumbnail about virtual medicine, what that's all about, and why we should be concerned.
Well, virtual medicine would be anything that's online, and basically you can practice self-help online with. They really do have some incredible medical information online where you can, to a limited degree, self-diagnose. If you go to the NIH website, they have information there where you can put in symptoms, and it will come up with a list of possible diseases that you might have. And
but isn't that part of what's going on the television set as well? I know that when my mother was failing in health, you know, she had been for years, you know, self-diagnosing. And the doctors were only too glad to prescribe when she came in and told them what she thought she had, you know. That was a real bad problem.
Well, I don't know. The doctor's pretty much, you know, they're the pusher man anyway.
Yeah, I don't really want to talk about hypochondria, but virtual medicine, if people are left to their own devices with nothing better to do in their life than to worry about whether they're healthy or well, you know, that opens up another can of worms, certainly worth discussing. And we're going to go there in this broadcast, folks. There's lots to this idea of the Human Genome Project. We'll be back in three. Stay with us.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products, including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. Doctors who have tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results as well. Here's what Dr. Goodman has to say about his experience with the product.
If you notice that most times you hear these drug ads on TV, they have a list of possible side effects. I find that if you're going to take something that if you're trading one problem for five or six other problems, that to me doesn't make sense. Using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
How would you like to cook any meal using no electricity or gas and cook your meals off the grid? Well, now you can, thanks to the Survival Oven. The Survival Oven is the most amazing off-grid solar oven that can cook anything that a conventional oven can without the energy bills. By condensing sunlight, the Survival Oven can produce temps up to 350 degrees, cook delicious and nutritious meals, sterilize water, dehydrate food, and so much more, all at zero operating costs. The Survival Oven can be used year-round, even in the coldest sub-zero temperatures, and is a must for emergency preparedness and even everyday use. Visit SurvivalOven.com to get your very own Survival Oven. Order the Survival Oven now, and we'll get you started with two cooking pots and a recipe booklet absolutely free. At less than 10 pounds, you can take Survival Solar Oven with you anywhere. Call 877-642-1553 or go to SurvivalOven.com. That's SurvivalOven.com.
And we've returned once again. You know, if I hadn't taken the time to study a little bit about the rise and fall of the Roman Empire and the various Greek city-states, maybe I wouldn't have it in my mind that when a nation or when a people get into this opulence, I guess you would say, when they have so much leisure on their time on their hands, and even back to the Princeton conference of the symposium on the man's role in changing the face of the earth back in the 50s, you know, even they talked about this. But when we've got more and more time on our hands and the opportunity to sit around and scare ourselves to death in front of televisions and computer screens and self-diagnose and all of this stuff, these are all the signs of a nation in decay. But the next step in this process, and I can see how you're developing this. You know, it's all leading towards. It's confirming your premise that this sort of stuff takes time. It takes time to develop all of these parts and all of these pieces and get all of the building blocks in place. But we transition from this virtual medicine in the same year, 2004, with BioShield. What was up with that?
Right. Well, BioShield has to do with the anthrax attack and the potential for biological warfare. And so in
so that would be a bunch of, you know, ragheads, Talibanis, sitting in some cave someplace, mixing up a toxic soup in a clamshell, and they're going to release that on we the people, this BioShield idea. But I guess it could be worse than that too. I mean, we could go back and revisit the ground covered in the Cold War, and we could start worrying about the Chinese or the Russians coming in with releasing something on us. So maybe BioShield would be a good idea. What do you think?
Well, yeah, especially because the government, everything that they're doing, you know, for this global new infrastructure, they are terrorizing people into it. If you go around advertising on TV, basically saying, here's how you... attack a certain amount of people, you know, you release some gas in the subway, or you do this or that or the other thing. I mean, that was the thing that was most noticeable after 2001, is that the news media kept hammering away at the various ways that we could be attacked.
Well, you know, this, in 1992, when this Agenda 21 document was released, as a repeating theme throughout the Agenda 21, the 390-some page it is, they talk about capacity building and sharing technology, info technology sharing and stuff like that. And so it almost seems specious in face of that, in view of the fact that Clinton went over to China to share secrets and that we continue to have Israelis crawling in and out of our system, the Knights of Malta in and out of our system. They could have the opportunity to sell secret material and these things keep laptops missing out of a laboratory here, 1,000 vials missing out of a refrigerator there. To even talk about BioShield with that kind of a loosey-goosey colander approach to national security is specious on its face.
Well, exactly, and that's the that's with every single aspect of this global system. You know, they terrorize us that, you know, something's going to happen to us, somebody's going to come and get us, but they don't close the borders, they don't shut down the avenues where these terrorists are going to get us. You know, they're leaving us wide open. They may as well have just, you know, tied us down prostrate on the ground. But you know, it's terror, terror, terror. And it is basically to herd us as sheep towards the fenced in area, you know, where we'll be locked down.
Exactly.
And so, okay, so let's go through this. I'm going to read through these quickly because between 2003-2008, there were a number of initiatives, and each initiative is a component of this whole bigger system. Okay, so you've got the prescription drug, you've got health IT with the virtual medicine, you've got BioShield, you have Bush signing the Freedom Initiative for mental health. 2005, you have pandemic strategies, the roles and responsibilities of everybody involved in it. 2005, you have the Nationwide Healthcare Information Network, which is the network of networks, how you create the nationalized database of medical records. 2006, you have an executive order 13410 calling for a nationwide interoperable health information technology infrastructure. And then in 2008, you have patient-centered, market-based healthcare, which is the insurance reform that Obama is trying to get passed now. But you can see that this is not Obama's healthcare plan. It's not even about healthcare. It's about the insurance aspect of this whole big reform plan that has been going on since they first decided to do it back in 1990.
Well, we've been pitching billions and trillions into not only the financial houses but also into the insurance companies. A lot of this money is running without any kind of tracking whatsoever. It's going internationally. The other day they had the interview with Benjamin Bernanke, and trying to find out where the billions have gone overseas, which he couldn't account for. So we can see that they're short on money, long on need, short on capacity, trying to put this system in place now that it's been exposed, and the system either cannot be built, is not going to be built, was never intended to be built, or any or all a combination of the above.
Well, no, they do intend to build it. I mean, this is, but it's not about saving money. It is not about that. And anybody who thinks that is sadly mistaken.
It's really not even about health care, is it?
No, not, well, it's about research. It's about basically using the population as research subjects for preventative medicine.
Okay. So now you've got a we continue along. We've got this diagram of programs, which is a rather interesting thing. Maybe you want to spin around that wheel. We've got about 2 minutes left in this this segment of the broadcast.
Okay. Well, what I said is that if you took the legislation and information about all of those programs between 2003 and 2008, it would probably end up looking just about like Hillary's plan. So the point is that the project never stopped, and it does take decades to build big government systems like this, and it doesn't stop, it doesn't change just because the face in the White House changes. So anybody who thinks that you know, we got something different with Obama, you can forget that, because, you know, it's just continuing on with the project.
Yeah, there's no change.
Different face.
Yeah, different face. And so many even of the same actors, and bringing up, you know, dusting off some of these skeletons and bringing them out of the closet and putting them up and putting other people in closets. It's the revolving door of agencies and government. Some of the people that were in Bush's cabinet have now gone to work for the corporations. Those very same corporations have sent other representatives to serve in the usurper's administration. It's a revolving door, two steps forward, one back. It's a dialectic. We're moving towards this synthesis. The two parties are fighting or pushing against each other, creating the tension which they need, the crisis that they need. Never waste a good crisis. And out of this shoot is coming this process, the development of this IT network, which will have more to do with research and money made by the corporations, really, than curing the ills of the common man.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, let's proceed along from that. Still got about another minute. You talk about Pandora's box. Do you want to cover that? Well, why don't we cover that when we come back from the top of the hour? Very interesting background. We're deep into this study already, but so many parts and pieces lead together. You can spin out of this into the military, you can spin out into NASA, you can spin out into all of the pharmaceutical companies, you can spin out into Monsanto, all of the food, this whole global system working together, bringing in the banking interests as well. So it's just a colossal process. It's like a multi-headed hydra, folks. And we're going to cover more of that on the other side of the top of the hour break. We'll be back in 2 minutes. Stay with us for hour number two.
Howdy. My name is Chris Milligan, publisher of Trine Day Books. Thomas Jefferson said, "Information is the currency of democracy." Trine Day brings you what some don't want you to read today. Dr. Mary's Monk is a book of profound importance. It helps us understand what has really happened in our country. Born to write this story, author Ed Haslam had met Dr. Mary Sherman, whose grisly murder mystery led him first to secret medical labs and then into the wilderlands of the Kennedy assassination. Author Jim Mars calls it an eye-opening ride into government cover-ups. Daniel Estulin's award-winning international bestseller, The True Story of the Bilderberg Group, was hailed by editors at a major New York publisher, but then stopped by higher-ups. After you read this book exposing the secret plans of the world's elite, you'll understand why. Trine Day books are available at bookstores everywhere or by calling 1-800-556-2012.
Of the 3 million-plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Mm. You are now listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Thursday, August the 20th, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come to you Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. You know, folks, we're really not focusing on patriot issues. You know, we're not talking about the Second Amendment here. We're into things that are so far beyond any recognition of constitutions or constitutionality that it goes about into the same box as the tri-cornered hat, the mourner's bench, and the 50 caliber black powder rifle. This world that we live in today is so far removed from that envisioned by Jefferson and Madison and the others that the comparison is almost impossible to draw. But Vicki, we've only got a couple of minutes in this first segment. I want to make the most out of this second hour because there's a lot now inside of this discussion. I think we've just about set the scene well enough so that folks understand the greater picture. But as we continue through developing this genome research, I think they're going to understand why this is significant to them and what maybe even somebody will start thinking of the things that we need to be doing about it. But pick it up with that Pandora's box there, 1996.
Yeah, we're going to backtrack a little bit. The genome database was at Johns Hopkins University. And what the scientists decided at Johns Hopkins is to make their gene sequencing data public, available to anybody and everybody. And that included you and me and, you know, just everybody. So in 1998, the funding was cut for the genome project. And because of that, the genome database was moved up to Toronto, Canada. And they got private funding. Rather than government funding, they got private funding to continue on with the research. And IBM donated a supercomputer to them. So basically, the United States lost control of it.
Would it be hard to say, but with the various internationalists that were involved in the beginning, it would be hard to really say that we had the had control of it from the beginning. In the science community, they really know no boundaries, no national boundaries. Scientists rarely ever think of things along the lines of constitution. They're always looking at empirical data and research. But here, this transition it definitely takes it offshore, if you will. It takes it outside of the constitutional boundary of the country. And brings in that and reinforces that concept of the public-private partnership, and that's for sure.
Well, whoever controls the database controls, you know, what's going on.
Exactly.
I mean, it, you know, because if you're putting out, you know, if your data is tweaked just a little bit, you know, you'll make some mistakes in your data. And as a matter of fact, I can't emphasize more highly that the importance of the accuracy of data and databases. And a lot of the problems, most of the problems that we're having today in our government is because the databases, the information in the databases are not accurate. The information is being misused for what it is. You know, these models, they're using them as if it's the gospel truth when all it is a projection and it's based on incomplete data anyway.
Whether you start with climate change or any of the others, as Aristotle wrote long ago, such as they begin badly, they cannot help but to end badly. If you're trying to find the resolution of the of pi, for instance, you know, if you make a mistake early in your calculations with your abacus, you can continue to make calculations for the rest of your life. You'll still be in error. And I think that's where a lot of these people are going, not only philosophically, but scientifically, folks. A bag of lies and a whole bunch of errors. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
PureBulk.com has more than 120 nutritional products, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts, including advanced life extension nutrition. Find great products like atomic iodine, oil of oregano, spirulina algae, niacin, performance amino acids, herbal extracts, skincare, and heart health nutrition. PureBulk.com products have no fillers, no additives, no hype, and no fancy retail packaging. Just the highest quality bulk nutrition at wholesale pricing. You can also save 50 to 90% off retail nutritional prices when buying bulk wholesale powders and capsules. Shop securely online at purebulk.com or call 406-251-3270. That number again, 406-251-3270. Use the coupon code iodine and receive a 1 gram atomic iodine sample with any order. That's a 150-day RDA supply of atomic iodine absolutely free. Find out more online at purebulk.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds of thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
The world appears to be on the brink of collapse. Experts say a pinch of heirloom vegetable seed could soon be the most valuable resource on Earth because it will provide healthy food now and every year after. SurvivalistSeeds.com now has the heirloom garden seed time capsule, allowing you to store your seeds for the future anywhere, even underground, for 100 years. The heirloom garden seed time capsule can withstand 3 tons of weight, is 100% rodent proof, waterproof, and comes with a whopping 6,000 healthy vegetable seeds from 20 varieties that will grow anywhere in the USA, unless you trust the government. The Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule and Heirloom Seeds from SurvivalistSeeds.com is your long-term food solution. Our competition charges 10 cents to $1.25 per seed for these same heirloom varieties. But you can now have a head of lettuce, a bundle of carrots, a basket of tomatoes, a giant watermelon, and 16 other varieties for about a penny a seed each. Be prepared. Buy your heirloom seeds today from SurvivalistSeeds.com and have food insurance for your family forever. Visit SurvivalistSeeds.com. SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of the Don't Tread on Me radio.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we return once again on our Thursday, August 20th, 2009, two-hour broadcast as we begin our second hour of today's broadcast. And folks, if you missed the first hour, they're always available in the archives for Become Vocal Local on the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Just go up on the homepage, click on Show Archives, scroll down until you find Become Vocal Local, click on that, and then you can go back and review these broadcasts that we've made over the past month. But Vicki, when I'm looking at this sort of stuff, one of the things, again, back to Aristotle, you know, he put it on the map. He wrote the book on it. Much has been added to it, but very little has changed from it. But we start with an understanding that so much of what we're discussing has to do with logic in a way, both inductive and deductive logic. When we look at the microbiological aspects of a genome mapping process, I'm unaware of any scientist that's ever created life, but we certainly have gotten locked up in the paralysis of analysis as we try and figure out just what an incredible gift this creation of life is. Let's just go ahead and continue from this 1998 source here.
So the database was moved up to Canada to a hospital in Toronto called the Children's Hospital. And I guess it's one of the leading centers for genetics research. And they have a Center for Applied Genomics. So there you go. I mean, it says, through the Center of Applied Genomics, it offers scientists from HSC That's Sick Children's Hospital. And across Canada, such services as DNA sequencing and synthesis, gene and chromosome mapping, gene identification, and bioinformatics.
Interesting terminologies.
Yeah. Well, that it becomes even more important, you know, with Real ID, because Real ID is, of course, bioinformatics. But anyway, also in our country, the evidence that that they're intending to do genetics research, you can tell by the implementation of bioethics legislation. Okay. In 1996, the DOE, Department of Energy, and I don't know what the NCHGR is offhand.
In this alphabet soup, I get lost too. I almost need to have a map just to figure those out.
Anyway, they issued guidelines on the use of human subjects for large-scale sequencing projects.
Would that be kind of like the guidelines that they issue for projects over in Guantanamo or Abu Ghraib? You know,
exactly.
I get so tired of this. Some independent or governmental agency coming up with guidelines as to how they can abuse the people, how they can violate our bodies, our airways, our bloodstreams. You know, it's just enough to make me want to tear my hair out. But this thing then goes on. It just talks about the Healthcare Portability and Accountability Act, which prohibits the use of genetic information in certain health insurance eligibility decisions and requires the DHHS to enforce health information privacy provisions. You know, this, when you get into this mandatory health care and health insurance, we heard about these councils that they were going to have where people would basically advise the senior citizens, if you will, on what they can or what they cannot do as regards to their health care is concerned, as they are going through the dying process, as they enter into the last decade, let's say, of their lives. All of this stuff, you know, I'm not at all comfortable with this. I hope the people who are listening are not comfortable with this. At what point have they crossed over the line and they start to infringe upon life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness?
Oh, they already did that. I mean, the Healthcare Portability and Accountability Act, HIPAA, it was basically smoke and mirrors. They used it to terrorize doctors, you know, such that the doctors couldn't even have a sign-in sheet anymore because the names of the patients that were in his office and had been in his office would be exposed to the public. They couldn't put charts on the doors anymore because the patient name was there. They terrorized the doctors about medical information that was available to be viewed in their office. I mean, they even went so far as to say the cleaning lady could be reading medical records, you know, the paper records. But at the same time, what that legislation allowed is that if there was a partnership agreement that included a non-disclosure agreement, the information could be shared. So when I was doing research a number of years ago, one partnership that I saw was Microsoft, Xerox, and a health clinic. I forget which hospital it was, but Microsoft could have access to your medical information by way of this partnership agreement with a non-disclosure clause.
Right, right.
Also, there was no, our laws stop at our border. So any information, any medical information that is transmitted over to India, for example, is not covered once it leaves American shores.
And it really never leaves American shores, technically, insofar as that it's on part of this information highway that we started out with way back when. You know, remember the conference that was being held in British Columbia between Canada, Mexico, and the what was that region there, that northwest region? But these kind of things, there's no longer anything in our minds, as I said earlier in the broadcast, about constitutionally or sovereignty or borders, you know, a world without borders. None of that is even in this discussion. I mean, we would bring this up, let's say, on the floor of Congress, and everybody would look at us like we were, you know, troglodyte cave dwellers, you know. How can we even enter into such a discussion? Why would you be concerned? You know, if you have nothing to hide, why would you care? Blah, blah, blah.
Why would I care? Why? Boy, you want to hear me stutter and stammer and get...
All right, I can rant one up over.
I care because I don't want people from other countries making laws that apply in the United States because their traditions, their customs are different than ours. For example, over in India, India has no concept of privacy in their country. It just, you know, was not, they were not developed enough to where privacy ever became an issue. And so they had no concept of it. And there was a case in San Francisco, I think it was San Francisco General Hospital. They were outsourcing the transcription of medical records for their patients to some guy, I don't know, Louisiana or somewhere like that. That guy was outsourcing the transcription over to India. Well, the transcriber over in India didn't get paid like she should have, so she posted the medical information on the Internet, available for everybody to see.
Yep.
And this, you know, caused just a tremendous hoopla in San Francisco, and this was about, well, I don't know, 2005, 2004, somewhere around there.
Okay, we're going to have to stop right there, and we'll be back on the other side of this break, folks. Vicki Davis, get on the call lines, 866-841-1065. If you'd like to weigh in on this topic, your calls are welcome.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail. It is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products, including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. Doctors who have tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results as well. Here's what Dr. Goodman has to say about his experience with the product.
If you notice that most times you hear these drug ads on TV, they have a list of possible side effects. I find that if you're going to take something that is, you're trading one problem for five or six other problems, that to me doesn't make sense. Using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
How would you like to cook any meal using no electricity or gas and cook your meals off the grid? Well, now you can, thanks to the Survival Oven. The Survival Oven is the most amazing off-grid solar oven that can cook anything that a conventional oven can without the energy bills. By condensing sunlight, the Survival Oven can produce temps up to 350 degrees, cook delicious and nutritious meals, sterilize water, dehydrate food, and so much more, all at zero operating costs. The Survival Oven can be used year-round, even in the coldest sub-zero temperatures, and is a must for emergency preparedness and even everyday use. Visit SurvivalOven.com to get your very own Survival Oven. Order the Survival Oven now, and we'll get you started with 2 cooking pots and a recipe booklet absolutely free. At less than 10 pounds, you can take Survival Solar Oven with you anywhere. Call 877-642-1553 or go to survivaloven.com. That's survivaloven.com.
And we've returned once again right here on Become Vocal Local. And looking through this list, again, folks, we're looking at an article, a research paper on Vicki Davis's website. It's www.channelingreality.com. The article is the Human Genome Project. You can find it down near the bottom of the first page, the home page there. And there's also a click-on link on the left-hand side, Become Vocal Local. This is where Vicki is posting the topics basically that she's brought to the table for us when we get together like this on Tuesdays and Thursdays. And I do hope you'll access the archives and listen to these a couple of times. Lots of material here that you just haven't heard anyplace else. You're not likely to hear it anyplace else. But when we bring it together in these packages, maybe we can get a better understanding of what the discussion might or ought be in the media today as we're going into this nationwide healthcare program. But looking at this, Vicki, from 96 to 2008, with the development of the guidelines on the use of human subjects for sequencing projects, Healthcare Portability and Accountability Act, the UNESCO's Universal Declaration on the Human Genome and Human Rights of 2000, Clinton signs an executive order prohibiting federal departments and agencies from using genetic information and hiring or promoting workers, and in 2008, the Genetic Information Non-Discrimination Act, or GINA, which became law in May of 2008. This is almost like, when I read this, these are like afterthoughts. These are aha experiences. They're going through this thing, and as if no one ever thought about these aspects, they had all of a sudden, it was like an aha. I can see this problem, and I wish we'd have thought of this before, but we're going to need to change our legislation to be able to continue to use this stuff, because they really were opening a Pandora's box. But as Walter Wriston said in the article that you brought to our attention last week, this is not reversible. Once you go in here, it truly is like a Pandora's box. You've used such a good comparison here. You can't put this genie back in the bottle.
Actually, no, you can't, because the information is out there on the human genome. And the way they have our country totally open, we're sitting ducks, you know. The bottom line is that we're sitting ducks, and most people have no idea that the whole design of the healthcare system was for genetic research. So, I mean...
Well, we found that when we were tracking down through NATO and other things, from the military side of this, when we were going in down that study, again, folks, as Vicki has pointed out in the past, all of these articles, at least most of these articles on her website, are pointing from different directions, all at the same problem. It's the isolation of the real diseases. This is where I believe our attention can be best focused, is on the disease, not on the symptoms, not on the victims, but on these real diseases. And in this post-genomics world that we find ourselves in, the IT aspect of this is one of the fundamental diseases that does then throw our borders into the garbage can and open us and the others around the world. You know, Europe is not a free from this. England is not free from this. But it opens up to the whole world everything that has to do with the individual at the most basal and private level.
Right. Well, and the head of this octopus is the global systems. And you can think of each one of these individual systems, the healthcare system, the NAIS animal tracking, real ID, the supply chain management. Each one of those is a tentacle on this octopus. And it is global. It's not just national. And each country that participates in these global systems is essentially losing sovereignty to the people, to the controllers of the information at the global level.
So you go on then and you start talking about this post-genomics world. We bring in information that will be useful for the Texas listeners as well, and all of this. Maybe we should start into this just in the convenience of time.
start the post-genomics world.
Yeah, you've got population pools, Texas Medical Algorithm Project, and that.
Okay, yeah, the Texas Medical, this is a very important aspect of it, of the new design of the healthcare. The TMAP project was the Texas Medicaid Algorithm Project, and it came to public view when the state of Texas, there was a lawsuit filed against Eli Lilly and Company for $1.42 billion. And the case was handled as Medicaid billing fraud, but it really was not a billing fraud case. What the TMAP project was, a consortium of drug companies established a project using captive populations, you know, the people that were locked into the Medicaid system and also some of the people in the prison system, and probably foster children. They established a project to develop a computer system that would basically make prescribing suggestions based on the diagnosis and body chemistry. And it's a decision support system. Basically, with the idea being that this expert system would ultimately be able to make suggestions to physicians, but ultimately to be able to replace physicians in the prescribing of medication.
Well, we talked about this once before when I was sharing with the audience on air the frustration that I had over the weekend trying to get information on a particular application on my computer, and I found myself locked up in India and God only knows what parts of the planet, and I was having to deal with this expert system, this logic flow chart, this idea of somebody says, I don't feel good, mommy. And so mommy then, or the mommy state, looks at it and they go, okay, child says, mommy, I don't feel good. And then you look at the various symptoms. The symptom is, mommy, I don't feel good. Don't feel good. So then you go through these logical, steps, these logic trees, and if then else, resolution of that. If this, then that.
Right. Well, anybody who's ever had to call tech support, you've been through the use of an expert system, because what they do is they use clerks and they have a question answer set. They ask you a question and depending on your answer, yes or no, it follows down a logic tree that which theoretically ultimately is supposed to arrive at the solution to your problem.
So the little child comes into the school nurse and says, I don't feel good. And so the school nurse has the child sit down. And then her first question is, does your mother and father have guns in the house?
Well, that's a topic for another show.
Wrong chart. Let me see. I need to ask this question. Does your mommy and daddy do drugs? Oh, my.
Well, yeah, but that's essentially what the logic tree is. And the idea is to develop a knowledge base of the decision logic that will ultimately be used to prescribe medications without having a doctor do the prescribing.
But, you know, really the bottom line of this, and I've heard Dr. Monteith and others talk about it, and some of his guests, also medical doctors, people very advanced in the medical profession, in my own encyclopedia studies and in my own home medical books and things like that. Diagnosis is 110% of medicine. If you don't know how to look at somebody, palpitate them right and all of that, you're never going to get to the right conclusion. So, folks, we'll be back in just a moment. Pick it up on the other side of the bottom of the hour break with our very special guest, Vicki Davis.
As America limps on its last legs, a pillar of truth has risen. You're listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Howdy. My name is Chris Milligan, publisher of Trine Day Books. Thomas Jefferson said, "Information is the currency of democracy. Trine Day brings you what some don't want you to read today." Dr. Mary's Monk is a book of profound importance that helps us understand what has really happened in our country. Born to write this story, author Ed Haslam had met Dr. Mary Sherman, whose grisly murder mystery led him first to secret medical labs and then into the wilderlands of the Kennedy assassination. Author Jim Mars calls it an eye-opening ride into government cover-ups. Daniel Estulin's award-winning international bestseller, The True Story of the Bilderberg Group, was hailed by editors at a major New York publisher, but then stopped by higher-ups. After you read this book exposing the secret plans of the world's elite, you'll understand why. Trine Day Books are available at bookstores everywhere or by calling 1-800-556-2012.
Of the 3 million-plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
PureBulk.com has more than 120 nutritional products, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts, including advanced life extension nutrition. Find great products like atomic iodine, oil of oregano, spirulina algae, niacin, performance amino acids, herbal extracts, skincare, and heart health nutrition. PureBulk.com products have no fillers, no additives, no hype, and no fancy retail packaging. Just the highest quality bulk nutrition at wholesale pricing. You can also save 50 to 90% off retail nutritional prices when buying bulk wholesale powders and capsules. Shop securely online at purebulk.com or call 406-251-3270. That number again, 406-251-3270. Use the coupon code iodine and receive a 1 gram atomic iodine sample with any order. That's a 150-day RDA supply of atomic iodine absolutely free. Find out more online at purebulk.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we have returned once again with our very special guest, Vicki Davis, 866-841-1065. If you'd like to call in the Austin, Texas area, it's 512-904-8014. Your calls will be welcome. Vicki, I've been poking a little bit of fun at this logic system. If it wasn't just for a little bit of humor, maybe we wouldn't be able to understand how severely important this is. But as I was trying to wrap my mind around just what could be done, what possible solutions could there be, it was by a careful study of diagnosing the super social disease that I started into a study of just what is medical diagnosis and how does it work. And if we look at the body politic as being sick, what do we need to do? But the difference between a good doctor and an also-ran is their ability to diagnose. And so here on your Human Genome Project, you've gone through a simple actual if-then decision tree for a gastrointestinal problem, an ailment, and you go through a process of the patient explains their symptoms, then the health provider asks a question, and it'll lead them either to a system path one or a system path two or something else, and then it all comes down. But at the end of the day in all of this, there's going to be a procedure, I hate that word, a medical procedure probably prescribed, maybe test, a series of intrusive body cavity things, or it might lead down a path to pharmaceutical applications. And then again, all of the various and sundry contraindications and all of that stuff comes into that. But this gets more and more and more important as the seriousness of the ailment comes to play. And when you start going further and further away from people who are competent in diagnosis and medical skill, we really start to have some problems.
Oh, yeah, definitely so. And the idea of an expert system is to replace the expert. And it only theoretically works. I have yet, well, very rarely do I ever call for tech support that I can get an answer to my problem. If I can get an expert on the phone, usually I can get my question answered immediately. But if they have to go through this stupid, you know, decision tree logic, they never arrive at the right answer. Because you can't, I don't know. There is this experts, the human mind is so much better at, you know, analysis of problems. You know, it can cut through, whereas computers just do yes or no, yes or no.
Well, one of the real important parts, you know, I just simply say this, when Nikola Tesla invented and patented his AND gate, that's just a phrase, people, it's a patent, an AND gate, he patented what would be eventually, and what is still today, the fundamental basic operating principle of an electronic computer. No one's really been able to get a patent on a computer because of his prior patent on the AND gate. Back in the 80s, the 70s and 80s, when I was first getting involved with the computing, working with an old, brand new Radio Shack TRS-80, they used to call them the Trash 80s, we didn't have all of this fancy software that they have today. We worked mostly in DOS. And one of the places where it all fell apart for me was trying to be able to write script that would help me to overcome an if-then problem. If this, then that. If this, then that. And so what I'm seeing here in these decision trees is that this may still be exceedingly difficult to resolve. And so they try and use a human interface with the computer to answer the if this then that. If you don't feel good, if you're in your tummy, then that. What is that? So it really becomes fundamental. And in this decision tree, we hear over and over in the media from a writing standpoint, experts say. But when they don't have an expert that can say, and they never rarely name their expert, then they'll also use the terminology in news writing. People or a man or a person familiar with the matter said. So you either have experts say or you have people familiar with the matter said. But I wouldn't leave my dog in the care of an expert said or people familiar with the matter said. I would much prefer just to try, if all it's going to be is practicing medicine, hell, I'll practice at home.
Well, and that, you know, that's part of it, you know, the whole idea of, you know, taking care of yourself. But that brings around an interesting thing that I wanted to tell people is that the idea behind not allowing people to take vitamins and things without a prescription is because a vitamin would interfere with your body chemistry in a way that's not documented in the computer system record. So they want to, because the goal ultimately is to practice medicine by way of body chemistry. You know, pure diagnosis based on your body chemistry.
So if you're taking like a blood sample or a urine sample or some other kind of a fluid sample from the body, you put that into your analysis or your spectrum devices or whatever, you map that out, and you've got that in the computer, and then this bonehead goes home and takes 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C. It throws everything upside down and inside out. It's not in their computer, and so that you're suggesting that might be a reason why they want you not to do that.
Exactly.
Okay. Well, that gets to be even worse. As we finish out on this T-MAP thing, well, we're a long ways from finishing. Let's continue with the T-MAP, and then we'll move forward.
Okay, well, the Teen Map project was really exposed by, it wasn't just done in Texas, it was also done in Pennsylvania and several other states. And there was an inspector named Alan Jones who investigated the Teen Map, and he's the one that testified in court. They billed the case. They tried the case as Medicaid fraud, but the billing of Medicaid for these drugs and the cost factor, that was the least of it. They were using these people, for their development of the knowledge base, which means that it was experimental from the standpoint of using them, to know their chemistry, choose the medication, and then document the outcome.
And so, in order to have a fair model, a representative sample, you need to have in your logic tree failures as well. So that would figure into this thing, that there would have to be those that went down the other logic tree so that you could see that this didn't work or that this resulted in death or whatever.
Yeah, well, and it may be that the failure is a success in terms of what you're testing, which is the computer system.
Yes.
The person that's being treated, they are just a lab rat. The goal is to develop this computer system.
Right.
So when you look at it like that, but in this Teen Map study, you begin to see the elements of the design for the new healthcare system, which the replacement of experts. The goal ultimately is to use nurse practitioners and physicians' assistants to have face-to-face patient contact with the doctors, the real doctors, being in the background, working as a team, and analyzing basically what should go into the knowledge base as the answer to the yes/no question.
So you've got this nurse practitioner, this person out there that has limited medical understanding. They're following a data tree that's been built for them. The doctors are all interconnected, interoperable, working from their own ivory tower offices. If the nurse follows the decision tree and it results in death of patient, then the doctors get together and they want to correct their decision tree. But unfortunately, they had a death of the patient over here. I'm not liking this.
Yeah. Well, it's in the cause of science, right?
It's for the greater good or the greater number.
The greater good. That's right. the reason why they need to do that is because obviously a doctor is going to make his own prescribing decisions. He's not going to rely on the computer to tell him what medication to give the patient for what symptom. So that they need to use these lesser trained people, because the lesser trained people will do what the computer tells them to do.
Absolutely. We'll pick it up right on the other side, folks. We're getting into a liability issue here. We'll talk about that on the other side.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
The world appears to be on the brink of collapse. Experts say a pinch of heirloom vegetable seed could soon be the most valuable resource on Earth because it will provide healthy food now and every year after. SurvivalistSeeds.com now has the Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule, allowing you to store your seeds for the future anywhere, even underground, for 100 years. The Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule can withstand 3 tons of weight, is 100% rodent-proof, waterproof, and comes with a whopping 6,000 healthy vegetable seeds from 20 varieties that will grow anywhere in the USA, unless you trust the government. The Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule and Heirloom Seeds from SurvivalistSeeds.com is your long-term food solution. Our competition charges 10 cents to $1.25 per seed for these same heirloom varieties. But you can now have a head of lettuce, a bundle of carrots, a basket of tomatoes, a giant watermelon, and 16 other varieties for about a penny a seed each. Be prepared. Buy your heirloom seeds today from SurvivalistSeeds.com and have food insurance for your family forever. Visit SurvivalistSeeds.com. SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of the Don't Tread on Me Radio.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products, including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
And we have returned once again for our last segment of today's broadcast, a two-hour broadcast with Vicki Davis. We're going into this Human Genome Project. I highly recommend that you go on to the internet, folks. Go up to www.channelingreality.com. Scroll down on Vicki's webpage until you get to the Human Genome Project. Read this for yourself. We've only touched on stuff a little bit here, a little bit there. It's a 28-page PDF file that'll open up in your browser. But Vicki, as we're going into this break, and the way that the way that the conversation was going, unfortunately for me, opens up this this parallel, because what I'm seeing in this is the same part of problem that we have in the political arena now being developed in the medical arena, in this idea of representative system of government. Who represents you? If you don't have a representative in your medical, in your practitioner, in your doctor, and you are forced out and away from the representative, let's say your congressman, and it is required for you to communicate via electronic sources, emails, otherwise, with an aide, then we get into the situation where the representative is immune from any real challenges. They feel as though they can be completely ambivalent to the need of the, so to speak, constituent. So now we'll roll that back into this discussion, and looking at it from that standpoint, you have the doctor who becomes immune because of his removal. He's no longer the first person provider. He's no longer the representative. You have their aides, or you have all of these unrelated people out there that are medical assistants, physicians assistants, and nurse practitioners. You've got another aspect in here that's similar to the political structure with the lobbyist groups. You talk about having in the pharmaceutical industry in these decision trees appetizer menus where certain drugs and formulas need to be used first, and then this needs to be used second, and so on and third. So through the power of the pharmaceutical lobby, where I think they have as many as six or more for every Congress whore on the Hill, they could have their little appetizer pharmacopoeia pill inserted into the decision tree, even though everybody knows, well, that one doesn't work, but we always go there next because it's on the tree. You know, so this thing is building up so similar between one and the other. But, of course, we can see that the entire political structure is completely broken, and now we're going into breaking the entire medical profession as well.
Yeah. Well, and that's what all this liability reform is about. I don't know if you've ever been injured medically and you've talked to a lawyer about suing, or if you've had any member of your family injured and you've talked to a lawyer about suing, you can forget it. They make it sound, the news media makes it sound like it's just so easy to sue doctors. Baloney. It is not. And so these big, ridiculous cases that they have, I honestly believe, this is my personal opinion, but I honestly believe that they are set up. And they are set up with a purpose, and it's all agreed to what the outcome is going to be. They're going to get a huge payout. And what is the result? They can use this as an example. This is why we need liability reform.
Yes.
And the people that are really hurt never get anything.
Yeah.
Because they don't serve a purpose. And even in this TMAP lawsuit where Eli Lilly had to pay out, you know, over $1 billion on alleged Medicaid fraud, billing fraud, the money went to the states. And it by all appearances, from the way I look at it, it's like a dead peasant payout to the state. The state allowed its vulnerable population to be used for this medical experimentation, and they damn well knew, that the officials in the state knew what Eli Lilly and those drug companies were doing, and so then the state gets paid for the use of their vulnerable populations for the development of this database.
Exactly. And that's, I was hoping you would close the loop, because that's the circle. If the medical profession, the practitioner, your doctor, has to have medical malpractice insurance, they have to have insurance for this and insurance for that. If you go to sue that person, you're not suing the doctor, you're suing the insurance agency. The insurance company teams up in this public-private partnership process. They will only hear certain cases, and they won't hear other cases. The judges aren't going to budge on the issue because it was their lobbyist that got them elected in the first place. Your legislators aren't going to budge on the issue. If they budge anywhere, it'll be in the dialectic. They'll be moving towards this new biosynthesis legislation. This thing gets deep, and it gets even deeper, and it is all against the people. To call this a healthcare program is beyond ridiculous. It's sublime or absurd.
Yeah, and I don't know really how many doctors really understand the whole big picture. I would wager that not many of them do. One doctor that I do know that understands this whole big system is Dr. Wynn Parker, who is on RBN Radio on Saturday or Sunday. Because I've called him before and we've talked about it, and everything that I've said, he says, yes, that's, so he confirms my analysis.
Well, when you bring in this, the concept of chemistry-based medicine, and you're talking here, what it actually is the modification of your DNA. This is part of this, pharmaceutical soup. Is that they have the potential, I'll say it that way, it has the potential to actually change who you are in this process.
Yeah, and the idea is preventative medicine, to analyze your DNA to see if you have predisposition for a disease that they want to test. They give you gene therapy as a prevention, but the thing is that they never... There is no way to know if you were really going to develop that disease anyway.
Well, it's not like human papilloma virus vaccine that they're giving the young girls to ward off breast cancer. We've had, what is it, Dr. Doreen Day, I think it was, or something. I think I've heard at least one or two broadcasts where breast cancer in women is largely due to A, abortions, and B, using a bra.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Because the you see, once the, and we don't want to go into this as a sidebar, I won't go very far with it, but as soon as you a woman becomes fertilized egg, an egg has been fertilized, the body begins to develop all of the support system necessary to carry that child through term and then nurse it afterwards. And so if you interrupt that cycle, something has to tell, just aborting the fetus doesn't tell the breast cells that your job is done. And so they continue on beyond a certain point of no return, really, in the development of what they need to do to produce milk. And so that's a problem, and then that carries on. And then the wearing of the bra creates more fatty tissues in the breast itself, because they're not as resilient as they would be if they were, you know, muscle tissue supported and so on and so forth. So all those things together, we look at the wrong, we don't correctly diagnose the problem. Instead, we inject the young girl with some virus with as who knows what other kind of genetic DNA potential for other kinds of things that won't be discovered until maybe she's in her later years.
Uh-huh.
I don't know.
Well,
it's a big thing. But again, it's like Aristotle said, you know, such as you begin badly, you can't help but to end badly. If you start with the wrong premise, your conclusion is likely to be flawed by the time you get there. Well, folks, this has been a real interesting. We took 2 days to go through a 28-page document. Haven't gotten to the end of it. If you want to get the end of the story, you need to go up on the website and read this for yourself. I think you're going to see that we're getting the song and dance from the boy with the hat and the cane in the White House, and we're going to need to do our own research on this and understand that what is being designed and developed and handed to us is going to be a very costly unsolution to a very UN type of a problem. This is a global problem. It's a global designed problem. And Vicki, it's just such a pleasure always to have you come and join us. We'll have you back again on Tuesday. But we got about 15 or 20 seconds. Any closing thoughts to take the audience away today?
Well, yeah, this is not the end of the story. we have more to go through, and maybe next time I'll have some audio clips so people can actually hear, you know, what they have in mind.
Yeah, we had a news story out of England, folks, that the database over there is in critical condition. You might try and browse around on it. The NHS database is in critical condition in England, and we're right out of time. Thank you so much, Vicki. Thank you for listening, audience. Until tomorrow, good day.
Taking it back, one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. Doctors who have tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results as well. Here's what Dr. Goodman has to say about his experience with the product.
If you notice that most times you hear these drug ads on TV, they have a list of possible side effects. I find that if you're going to take something that is, you're trading one problem for five or six other problems, that to me doesn't make sense. Using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
How would you like to cook any meal using no electricity or gas and cook your meals off the grid? Well, now you can, thanks to the Survival Oven. The Survival Oven is the most amazing off-grid solar oven that can cook anything that a conventional oven can without the energy bills. By condensing sunlight, the Survival Oven can produce temps up to 350 degrees, cook delicious and nutritious meals, sterilize water, dehydrate food, and so much more, all at zero operating costs. The Survival Oven can be used year-round, even in the coldest sub-zero temperatures, and is a must for emergency preparedness and even everyday use. Visit SurvivalOven.com to get your very own Survival Oven. Order the Survival Oven now, and we'll get you started with two cooking pots and a recipe booklet absolutely free. At less than 10 pounds, you can take Survival Solar Oven with you anywhere. Call 877-642-1553 or go to SurvivalOven.com. That's SurvivalOven.com.
You are now listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.